This is Celebrity Sketchbook.
Series 2. Celebrity Sketchbook.
It's episode 1, and you better believe it.
Lost Kemp in Armies. Part 1.
Hello. I'm Lost Kemp. On the front line. Now out there, there's a lot of dangerous people and militia with guns. And I'm fighting for the Taliban and British Army to make sure I don't die. Okay. The coast is clear. We're gonna move on. Let's go, 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 go. Oh, I'm too f***ing on for this. I gotta be careful. Really, really sharp. It might look quiet, but trust me, there's people. You hear a gun, you've got to be on. No. That was a close one. I mean, I couldn't feel it on my head because I'm bald, but I'm sure it was pretty close. Now, when it's clear, we're gonna go again. Okay, men, advance. Okay. Take it. Down. Oh. God, I broke a nail. Quickly, first aid. I broke a nail. Sometimes I feel why I bloody signed this contract. Right, I feel a bit better now. My finger's been sorted. And I think we can advance. Now stay low. Okay, go. Don't go, stop. Ah! Oh. Okay, boys. Well, I'll give you the message. We go. 3, 2, go! Oh. Down, boys, quickly. They're coming after us from behind. Down, 6 o'clock, keep going. Oh, and it's so hot up there. Why didn't we fight in bloody Antarctica? At least I wouldn't burn there. I need a rest.
More later in the show.
Alright, I'm Sir Alan Sugar, and this week's task for my candidates was to design a theme park ride that would scare the shit out of me. You know, I can't believe that Nick and the narrator guy, whatever his name is, was too scared to come on with me. As this ride represents a serious business proposal, them two should be right here with me doing product testing. Them chickens. It's nice and pleasant, actually. Although it does start to get a bit fast and disorientating here. I think this product is working well, but I don't like the feeling of nausea that is coming over me whenever I use it. You know, I had Kellogg's cornflakes for breakfast this morning. However, I don't think it's going to make Kellogg's common sense for much longer. I'm starting to feel a bit nauseous. Stop!
Hello, and welcome to The X Factor. This year has seen new record attendances of around 200,000 people, as The X Factor becomes more and more popular. We're now going to go to our next auditionee to see if he, she, or it is worthy of the crown.
Hi, Simon. Hello, Louis. Hi, Cheryl. Hello, other judge.
Hi.
And what's your name?
I'm Barry.
And just tell us a bit about your background.
Right, I'm Barry, and I'm a nightclub bouncer from Billericay.
So what makes you think that you can win the X Factor?
I'm big, I'm tough, and I will crush, I will eliminate all the other opponents. I've got a great voice, great personality, and I will shine as an idol.
Listen, I like your attitude. It's your shot, in your own time.
Right, just a crunching of the knuckles before I start. Okay, on here I'll go. The wheels on the bus go round and round, round and round, round and round. The wheels on the bus go round and round all day long. The horn on
okay,
the
stop, goes stop, beep. Stop.
Beep, beep.
Reality check here. Bruno.
I'm Barry.
Whatever. Do you really think that Britain wants to listen to her pants? I mean, do you think that the winning act is going to be you singing nursery rhymes? I can tell you it's not. You wouldn't sell 0.14 albums, let alone 14 million.
Oh, come on, Simon. You don't know what you're talking about.
Just hang yourself.
Well, actually, I liked it.
For f*** sake, With you as Judge Louis, a crying baby could win the competition.
Okay, guys, let me sing my other one.
No, please, I can't stand you anymore.
No, let him, go ahead.
Thank you, Louis. Okay. Twinkle, twinkle, little star, how I wonder...
On second thoughts, I think I'll hang myself.
The next line is...
The Godfather versus Who Wants to Be a Millionaire?
Hello, I'm Chris Tarrant, and welcome back to Who Wants to Be a Millionaire? Now here in the seat with us is the Godfather. He had this question for £64,000. Now we're going to find out if he got it right. This is what it was. In crime, the Sicilian Mafia are from which Mediterranean island? A. Crete, B. Mallorca, C. Sicily, or D. Cyprus? You went for B. Mallorca.
For your sake, this better be the right answer.
Shut up! You had £32,000. As we wait through this ridiculous and pointless suspense, waiting. Still waiting. You've now got £64,000! Or at least half of it. So in other words, you've still got £32,000. Oh dear, Godfather, I don't know what to say. You seem to have lost! You've lost! You're a loser! You know, I hope I don't live to regret saying that.
Trust me, you won't. Because you're not even gonna live. I'm about to blow your brains out, unless you agree to do the following thing. Let me take over the hot seat.
What? You mean you want to present the show?
You got it. I want to be the one in the chair asking the questions. I think I know how to get some answers out of them peeps. Hey, turn the f***ing music off. Turn it off now! Hello and welcome back to Who Wants to Be a Millionaire. Now we're about to find out who the next person in the hot chair is. We're gonna throw the fastest finger, then we're gonna see if we can win $1 million.
Mr. Godfather, it's pounds. Oh,
Now let's get on with the fastest finger. I showed you how fast mine are with my gun just then.
But Godfather, you can't murder members of the audience. That's totally... who's me? A coffin? I don't really...
Hey, technical crew, play some tribute music for the former Chris Tarrant.
Lost Kemp in Armies, Part 2.
Hopefully there's no problems. The people are supposedly behind us. Wait a minute. What all their little legs in the distance? Oh, go! Up the hill. Matter of life and death, this. Oh, I need a rest. Oh. Okay, go. Go. Oh, the bomb. Right, I can't do any more. That's enough running for one day. I'm too fat and bald. But I've just thought of a better idea. I'm going to wait till they reach us. I'm going to negotiate. And I'm going to get them pissed. With this little bottle here of Stella Artois. It can't fail.
I'm afraid that strategy didn't work. I've been shot in the penis and only just escaped with my life. But there is one more thing that might just work, providing I live long enough to do it. What I'm going to do is I'm going to set fire with these matches I brought with me to the whole forest, and maybe I can just burn them all down. Right, I'm going to set them alight now and then I'm going to get out of here. Okay boys, give me the fags. Okay, go. I can feel the flames already. Go, come on!
80s electro pop band Dead or Alive, led by Pete Burns, are back and on tour.
Hey, hello there, Liverpool! Now for one of my classics. Okay, here we go. The wheels on the bus go round and round, round and round, round and round. The wheels on the bus go round and round.
You spin me right round, baby, right round, like a double-decker bus, baby, right round. My free pass gets me round downtown, every road and avenue in my town. I cleaned up my house, baby, right round, with a Dyson vacuum cleaner, right round. I stirred my teaspoon round and round while I waited for my tea to cool down.
That was Celebrity Sketchbook.
Celebrity Sketchbook.
Celebrity Sketchbook is an Axe TV and Good Laugh production for Channel 107. Online now at youtube.com/celebritysketchbook. Original sketches and idents are by Adventures in Audio and Axe Productions.